This is Star Radio, and I am Vivian Stark-Davis with the national news in detail.
And I am Esther Michael Emmer with the headlines. As the Ministry of Defense and the Republic of Sierra Leone Armed Forces celebrate Armed Forces Day on the 18th February 2015, with the theme, The Day for Reflection, focusing on recognizing all those who braved the fight against Ebola, including those who died and those who survived. The Health Ministry has received the second container loaded with medical equipment from philanthropists and the Sierra Leone Ebola Action Group in Australia. As part of its position paper on the report of the management of Ebola funds, Citizens Budget Watch is concerned on the reoccurrence of fiduciary irregularities in MDAs, which continue to contravene the country's Financial Management Regulation 2007. And the number of Ebola infection cases is dropping, but the presidential representative at the National Ebola Response Center, who doubles as special advisor to the president, has warned against complacency. Those were the headlines, Vivian.
Thank you, Esther. And now for the national news in detail. As the Ministry of Defense and the Republic of Sierra Leone Armed Forces celebrate Armed Forces Day on the 18th of February with the theme, The Day for Reflection, focusing on recognizing all of those who braved the fight against Ebola, including those who died and those who survived. Speaking on the significance of the day, the Chief of Defense Staff, Major General Samuel Omar Williams, said the Armed Forces Day has replaced the Mayong Day, a day set aside in celebration of battle honors. He noted that the Armed Forces Day will remind everyone the efforts of the military in the fight against the Ebola virus disease and an opportunity for the people to pay special tributes to the men and women of the armed forces.
For us in the RSLF, we feel we've been part of the effort ever since we are called up. We have our medical staff deployed. We have our technicians deployed. We have personnel deployed in command positions in the DACS and as well as the NAC. So we featured prominently in the entire national effort to contain the virus. So this is a period we should have used under normal conditions to first of all honor the dead and other veterans, those who were maimed or injured in service, and then also to recognize those who performed exemplarily in service.
General Williams appealed for an increased awareness of the armed forces' role in society through public understanding of numerous sacrifices in defense of state sovereignty. The Health Ministry has received the second container loaded with medical equipment from philanthropists and the Sierra Leone Ebola Action Group in Australia. Presenting the equipment to the ministry in a brief ceremony held at the Central Medical Stores at New Englandville in Freetown, the Australian government representative, Emily Lyons, said since the outbreak of the Ebola virus in the West Africa region, Australians and Sierra Leone community based in that country saw all the reasons to help stop the epidemic. She added that the government, in the first place, provided up to $45 million, most of which was spent on the Hastings Airfield Ebola Treatment Center. Emily Lyons thanked organizations and the following people for the effort.
However, Australia's response goes beyond government assistance. This is the second of two containers of personal protective equipment that I'm delighted to be handing over today, and is a gift from the Australian people, demonstrating the strong people-to-people links between our two countries. The Ceylon Ebola Action Group, led by Australian citizens of Sierra Leone origin, received donations from the Australian public and paid for the delivery of these stocks. Overseas Disaster Resources, a Sydney-based NGO, provided this equipment, which was selected in consultation with the Chief Medical Officer of the Ministry of Health and Sanitation here in Sierra Leone. I'd like to thank Overseas Disaster Resources, led by Guy Chemri, the Ceylon Ebola Action Group, led by Mr. Ansumana Usman Kuroma, and Mr. Faya Isaiah Lahai, and supported by Mustafa Bengura.
Receiving the items, the Deputy Minister of Health 1, Dr. Fudi Sawi, expressed appreciation on behalf of the government and the people of Sierra Leone.
On behalf of His Excellency, the President of the Republic of Sierra Leone and the Minister of Health and Sanitation, who could not be here now because of exigencies of duties, I would like to receive these wonderful gifts. Like you said, this is not the first time Australia is partnering with emergency aspirations of Sierra Leone. This is really no surprise to us in the Ministry of Health and Sanitation. We are very grateful for this. We want to assure you that all of these medical supplies here are going to be properly channeled to the centers and the hospitals that need them. And I want to assure you that we can judiciously monitor their utilization.
The equipment include gloves, face masks, surgical drips, and many more. As part of its position paper on the report of the management of Ebola funds, Citizens Budget Watch is concerned on the reoccurrence of fiduciary irregularities in MDAs, which continue to contravene the country's Financial Management Regulations 2007. Commenting on the report, the Executive Director, Citizen Budget Watch, Mohamed Masha Kamangura, said the Auditor's General report succeeded to highlight perpetual violation of the Public Procurement Act of 2004 and other procurement regulations. He further noted that the management of the Ebola funds is no exception, as indicated by the report. Mr. Bangura further said that the inadequate controls over disbursement of funds, coupled with weaknesses in the payment of incentives to health workers, further contravene Section 87(1) of the Financial Management Regulations 2007. Citizens Budget is of the view that public officials are not doing enough to uphold the good public financial management, which is undermining the efforts of the government and international community in providing effective and efficient public services delivery. And finally, the number of Ebola infection cases is dropping. But the presidential representative at the National Ebola Response Center, who doubles as special advisor to the president, has warned against complacency. Professor Monty Jones called on all Sierra Leoneans to bring back the chlorinated water buckets, thermometers, and continue to avoid crowded places, as complacency will only help the virus to stay longer. Referring to the reopening of schools in March, Professor Jones said, "It's the right time, since we don't have to wait till the end of Ebola, because no parent wants their child to miss a whole school year. However, not all schools are set to reopen."
We are not going to send our children to a school that is in an hotspot. So we may have few hotspots, because the hotspots today are quite few compared to the days when you get in numbers across the districts. So those hotspots, few hotspots areas where schools are located, those schools will be temporarily closed until it is suited for them to go. But another thing that we need to take into consideration, that if we pass a certain time, a certain date, you've lost the academic year. And government is trying to make sure that we don't go beyond that certain date. And the only thing that would advise government, advise His Excellency the President, to confirm or to give the go-ahead for schools to reopen on a certain date in March, possibly towards the end of March, is when those essential factors have been put in place.
That ends the national news in detail. I am Vivian Stack-Davis.
And I am Esther Michael Emmer. Continue to stay with Star Radio for more timely information.